Today, we'll talk about how to celebrate special occasions during your Disney World trip. That's coming up on this episode 8 of WDW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk Disney World strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert, the creator of WDWPrepSchool.com. You can find me there a couple of times a week where I post content in addition to the podcast. You can also find me all over social media. That includes Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Tumblr, the Facebook page, and the newest addition to the social media profile portfolio is Instagram, where I am curating some of the best Disney World pictures that I find and posting them there for everybody. You can find me there, instagram.com/WDWPrepSchool. As I mentioned in the intro, we're going to talk today about how to celebrate special occasions at Disney World. This is probably one of the most common questions I get because people plan trips around special celebrations like birthdays or anniversaries or whatever the situation is. So I'm looking forward to getting into it because these kind of like extra magic touches are sort of my passion. I really like talking about them a lot. Before we dive into that, I want to take a second to read an iTunes review. By the way, all of the 5-star iTunes reviews have been so effective that this podcast was featured in the number one position under new and noteworthy for travel. And that only happens because people like you take the time to leave a rating and a review, and Apple notices it and they put it up in the position of being noticed by lots of people who are looking for travel podcasts. So in order to keep it there, I'll need more ratings and reviews, because if other podcasts get, you know, lots of reviews, they'll be put up at the top instead. This is one review from her name is Michelle from Boston. She says the subject is excellent. And she says, I love these podcasts. Shannon gets into great detail about various aspects of Disney World and has really helped in the planning of our trip. I love the tips and tricks, and she is very honest about everything. And the Hollywood Studios plan was fantastic. Thank you, Shannon. Well, thank you, Michelle from Boston. I appreciate you taking the time to even rate. I know I listen to lots of podcasts, and I have rarely taken the time to leave a review, even though I have lots of opinions and I'm not afraid to say things online. I know that's an extra step that a lot of people don't take. So I appreciate you doing that. And I did want to mention, you know, Michelle mentioned, she said Shannon is very honest about things. And I actually think that that is one of the draws for people to the website and the podcast, is that I do tend to present the pros and cons, and I also don't mind linking off to other websites. And so a lot of people will, you know, I've seen people post a link to my site on another website and they'll say, here's a website about Disney World, and she even links off to other websites. And I think that gives a certain credibility because I'm willing to link off. And the reason is that my goal is to provide the best information for our readers or listeners, and I'm not always the best source. Certainly I am on, you know, many subjects, but if it's not me, I want you to have the best information. The goal here isn't to hold you captive on my website. It is for you to have the best trip possible. And so it's really nice to have people kind of acknowledge that in comments and things. So I appreciate that. Thank you, Michelle from Boston. If you would like to leave a review or a rating, the easiest way to get there is to go to wdwprepschool.com/iTunes, and that'll take you right there to where you can leave a review. And I would very much appreciate it, and I will be reading reviews on future episodes. So if you leave one, you might hear yours in the future. So let's dive in to today's topic about celebrating at Disney World. So let's start with something free. The first thing that you can do when you're celebrating is to get buttons. And these are given out at the resorts and in the theme parks. And they have buttons kind of pre-made, and they're free. You can just get them for a few different occasions that they have already, they have buttons made for. And those include birthdays, your first visit, anniversary, things like that. And so you get these buttons and you wear them around, and the cast members notice it. And if you have, for instance, a birthday button on, you're probably going to hear happy birthday you know, 27 times in one day because they've kind of been trained to notice those and acknowledge people. So those help. And so sometimes little special things happen because you have those buttons on. If you want to create a button for an occasion that they don't have a button for, I actually just designed a template that is the Disney theme park style buttons, but in Microsoft Word, GIMP, and Photoshop formats. So you can edit it, put your own images, your own words, and then you go get a button kit at like Michael's or on Amazon, and then you have your own button. And surely unique buttons will get noticed. And some of the ones that I kind of pre-made include celebrating adoption or retirement, things like that. But it can be whatever you want because you can build the buttons however you want and put the words, have the words say whatever it is that applies to your situation. So you can get free buttons at Disney. You can also make your own using my template, and I will have a link to that template in the show notes for this episode. So beyond free buttons, you can also put on all of your dining reservations what your celebration is. And I would also advise you to tell the person, the cast member, when you check in at the restaurants, that remind them also what the celebration is. So you have two opportunities at every restaurant to let them know. And some people say, well, should I only do that on my special holiday? Like if your birthday is in the middle of your trip, should I only do it on that day? No, you should do it on every dining reservation for your whole trip, because your trip, after all, is to celebrate this special event. So just do it for the whole trip. And it's no guarantee, but sometimes the cast members will do something special when they see that on the reservation. So for instance, at Crystal Palace, I know people have been known to have their table decorated, and a lot of restaurants will do a card that has signatures from the characters, and they do special little desserts like cupcakes or ice cream sundaes or whatever it is. And so you might randomly be given something by the cast members for your special occasion. So that's one way to do it. And that's another free thing to do because they won't charge you for that cupcake or card. But if you would like to do something more predictable, you can also pay for a dessert, in particular cakes. And so there are specialty cakes you can order, and they actually have a cake hotline you can call so you can coordinate exactly what you want. And you would do this but like 48 to 72 hours beforehand, up to 3 weeks ahead of time. So between 3 days and 21 days before your trip, you would call. And this is available at most of the table service restaurants. And so after you call, then they can have it available at these different restaurants. And there's lots of flavors, lots of sizes. You can have it include lots of different characters, lots of special occasions. It's really customizable. And I'm going to have a link in the show notes to an FAQ for cake ordering, including the number to the cake hotline, all the flavors, the characters, certain characters are available, and white chocolate to be included on your cake. And so all the information for that will be in the show notes. But that's definitely something you can do to have a dessert planned and guaranteed for your special occasion. Another thing you can do is to contact the Disney Florist, which you can do at DisneyFlorist.com. And they are the only company allowed to deliver things in your Disney Resort room. They actually can go in and leave it there. So when you get there, it's there waiting for you. And that can include lots of different things. So it can include welcome baskets and treats and Mickey ears and things like that. But it also, if you want to amp it up a little bit more just for the special occasions, it can include in-room celebrations. And what that means is that they actually go in your room and decorate it. And so when you come back, it's completely decorated, including the door a lot of times, and streamers and, you know, boxes of gifts and all kinds of things all over the room. And it's not cheap. I mean, I think it's usually a few hundred dollars depending on what you get. But that's another way to do a special thing for a holiday. For instance, for the birthday in-room celebration, they have a light-up lanyard and Mickey ears and picture frames and a cake and treats. And there's like a big boxes with gifts inside. You can also do them for holidays like Halloween and Christmas. You can do them with princess themes and romance and pirate. So there's a lot of options, but the whole room gets decorated, which is really nice for a special occasion. Taking that up another notch, there's a company called Gifts of a Lifetime, and they are at giftsofalifetime.com. And they are like a special event planning company. And so they can do all kinds of things. Like they can show up in the middle of an attraction within the parks and give you a special gift right there. Or you can arrange it for somebody else, you know. You can also work with them to arrange a scavenger hunt. So if somebody is celebrating a special occasion, they can be given a scavenger hunt to find things all over Disney World. There's all kinds of things that they will do, and it's really highly customizable. So you can work with them to do kind of whatever you want. The possibilities are limitless. And again, that is giftsofalifetime.com. Another thing that you can do is that you can get Mickey ears. And the easiest way, I mean, you can get Mickey ears at a few different places. The easiest place is at Magic Kingdom. At the front of the park, there's a place called the Chapeau, and they have lots and lots of different Mickey ears, including ones for birthdays, bride and groom, lots of ears based on different characters, and you can get them monogrammed there as well. I recommend going there earlier in the day because sometimes if they get busy, then the monogramming takes a while. So you want to make sure that you give them enough time to get it finished so that you can have those before you leave the park. In other words, don't wait until, you know, right before the park closes to go in there because you don't know if they're going to have time to do it. But you can go there and get Mickey ears for lots of different occasions. So that's a fun and relatively inexpensive thing to do. There are also lots of different special events that you can arrange. For instance, if your special event happens to be your child's first birthday, something a lot of people do around the first birthday is to get a child's first haircut. And inside the Magic Kingdom, there is a barbershop called the Harmony Barbershop, and it's located near the front, and it's actually kind of hidden away. They used to not allow reservations. It was just sort of first come, first serve. Now they do, which is really nice. And they have a first haircut package, and it is $18. It includes a certificate to commemorate the occasion. It includes a pouch that has some of your child's hair in it, Mickey ears, and I think pixie dust is part of it as well. But they try to make it really special, and you can make an appointment for that at 407-WDW-PLAY. That's the phone number, 407-WDW-PLAY. So that's one special occasion that you can do. Another thing that you can do is there are cruises, they're like pontoon boats, that are for the Wishes fireworks at Magic Kingdom and the Illumination show at Epcot. And these are cruises you can book that allow you to watch those shows. They take you on a boat ride around, and then you are parked to watch the shows that evening. And if it happens to be a birthday, you can pay an extra $25 for the birthday decorations to be added to the boat. I imagine they could do decorations for other events as well, but that's something that would have to be coordinated. I'm not 100% sure on that. Now, these cruises cost, as of the time I'm recording this, they cost $346, and they allow up to 10 people. And so if you wanted to combine with another family, for instance, you could split the cost, but you can add decorations to that. I do recommend making those reservations 180 days in advance. That's one of the ones that's really hard to get because there aren't that many boats every day, and so they fill up really fast. So that is a special occasion type of thing. It's something we've only done once because I consider it kind of a special thing. And so I recommend that for birthdays, if that sounds interesting to you. Another thing that you can do is at Cinderella's Royal Table inside the Magic Kingdom, they have something called Her Royal Highness Package. And when you book this package, at your table you find a princess balloon, tiara, birthday cake, which can be themed after Ariel, Aurora, Belle, Cinderella, or Tiana. And it costs $112 on top of your meal. You can revise the contents of the package. For instance, the package that I just listed off includes a tiara, but if you went to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique before going to Cinderella's Royal Table, you may already have a tiara, so you wouldn't necessarily need two But you can revise the contents if you want. You can book this by dialing 407-824-4477, and there's a special events email address as well. You need to allow at least 7 days advance notice when you purchase this, so make sure you allow for time. And again, I'm telling you lots of phone numbers and things on here, but it's all going to be in the show notes, so you can refer back to that later if you would like to. Another special event is if you want to have a birthday party, you can do that at Goofy's Candy Company, which is in downtown Disney. It's called Goofy's Party Central. It lasts for 1.5 hours, and it allows up to 12 guests ages 3 to 12, and you can choose a science or a princess theme. The cost for this is $367 for up to 12 guests, and additional kids are $25 each. Now, this party includes a treat and a build-a-cup, glow accessories, autograph pictures, games, balloon invitations, thank you notes, a gumball machine, or a glass slipper for the birthday gift. And you can book that by calling 407-WDW-B-Day. Just as a reference, there used to be parties at the Neverland Club at the Polynesian, but those no longer exist. So I just wanted to point that out in case you were Googling around for information and you wondered why I didn't mention it. It just recently went away. So the only place you can do that is at Goofy's Candy Company in downtown Disney. So I hope that gives you some ideas. There's lots of different ways to celebrate. And certainly being at Disney World is kind of magical and special in itself, but there's lots of other ways to kind of customize. So hopefully in there you have some ideas. I do want to share with you a quick tip of the day. My quick tip is for the hard-to-get reservations, I suggest making them online instead of calling. And the reason for that is that the phone lines open 1 hour. I mean, the website is available 1 hour earlier than the phone. So the phones open at 7 a.m. Eastern time for reservations, 180 days before your trip. But the website's available at 6 a.m. And so that gives you a 1 hour head start. And before this day comes, I recommend that you have your account on DisneyWorld.com set up already. And I also recommend that you have your credit card handy for those special experiences that require a credit card. That way you're ready. I also recommend that you have the phone number available because sometimes the website is really buggy and does not allow reservations. There's problems. And so you want to have the phone number available so that when 7 o'clock Eastern time hits, you have that as a backup option in case the website has not been working for you. So that is my tip, is to try to make those hard to get reservations online 180 days before your trip at 6 a.m. And I think that just about wraps up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For more information, including all the phone numbers and links that I mentioned in this episode, you can visit wdwprepschool.com/episode8. Until next time, I will see you on the site.